Hey guys, and welcome to the bonus episode of Marvel Tuesday, where I didn't have the time to talk about, where I've gotten up, but I don't have the time to talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier, than my thoughts. It was really heavy, heavy on spoilers. What? Here's a spoiler-free thought for... Then again, if you guys haven't seen the, the episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier, Power Broker, I forgot to mention that there is a, mention of the Power Broker, but at least, but hey, at least we got at least we got a return of a MCU villain, the one of you who lived. Because we got the other characters who died, from Warmonger to Sorry, that was the stove, and I can't believe that one worked, but, it was Return of the Villain, who, of course, would be joining his adversaries, the Falcon and of Sam Wilson, aka Falcon, and James Barnes, aka Bucky, FKA the Winter Soldier, and aka Grey Wolf. And yes, there are like four MCU connections that mentioned, like from the Captain America trilogy to the Black Panther. But like I say, but if you guys did see the episode of the full-on review, it's on there. And of course, I'm going to get my thoughts on the episode with my... My thoughts on the episode is none other than, I'm going to say, is welcome to, But this episode is really amazing. And yeah. So, yeah, it's just, you know, go back to the, I went back to the topics and then they go to the review. Because, you know, to end the episode. Normally, I would have the episodes ready. I would have the episodes ready normally after the review, but, you know, the topics? But, I miss doing the topics, and of course, doing some, Star Wars and Marvel and but March Mayhem, it was a total mayhem with the South Park, you know, desperately trying to get the vaccine, but it's up to, you know, the boys and the Snyder Cut, and of course finish it out with the WandaVision with the WandaVision part of March Mayhem, and starting out with Falcon and Winter Soldier with the first two episodes, New World Order, which I had the New World Order joke, and of course, in a parody of Hulk Hogan's breaking the fourth wall. You know, breaking the fourth wall. But he was watching Gremlins 2. And talking to the movie audience. And, you know, they have his apologies. And the second one with Star Spangled Man, where, of course, John Walker is played by Wyatt Russell, who I discussed on the topic knowingly he will dislike his Captain America, however. He knew we were going to dislike Captain America, and yeah, I'm one in a few. But I'd watch episode 3, and you can see he didn't get much screen time, but I'm glad, because it takes the focus away from Sam and Bucky. Again, I'm keeping this spoiler free. But yeah, like I said, keeping the spoiler free. So I mean, we got excellent screen time. But even though I'm not looking forward to doing The Last of Us, and review with the Mando star, Pedro Pascal, who would have gotten the ultimatum, but instead gave it to Gina Carano. She undeservingly got the punishment, but, you know. But I'll be the next Wednesday Unleashed, where I go into rant mode. But I got the Wednesday Wagon topics ready. And again, if there's a High Republic, you can skip to the next topic, you know? I mean, you guys don't have to hear what I say, but it's not me defending the High Republic. It's me, you know, giving my opinions on the one of the books. But also, not because I'm doing this because I love Star Wars. I'm doing this because, you know, it's a podcast, it's my job, but it's not me, you know, telling you guys to like the High Republic. It's just this. But even though I would go off topic, and of course, I wouldn't be afraid to go off topic. I gotta stay on topic, but. But for Marvel, I will talk about the one with the dislikes, the dislike ratio, but not, you know, the dislike ratio, but however, not because I don't like seeing the bunch of dislikes, but I'm just gonna give my opinion on that said video. But, you know, like I say, it's not not going to be me defending that comic. It's just, I have some things to say, but not to you guys, not about the dislike, or the like and dislike ratio, but for the reason. So, next time, guys, we'll talk about that. But, yeah. But for now, I just want to focus on Falcon and Winter Soldier. So, yeah. The episode has a connection within the Marvel Cinematic Universe with those films. The trilogy, and of course, the return of the villain from Captain America: Civil War, and of course, there's an excellent, classic representation, just like in the comic. You know, that same comic, however. But however, it's been years since I've talked about Captain America Civil War. But we all know what had happened because the Starks, Howard and his wife, became the first victim of the Winter Soldier. You know? By bashing the head into the tree stump, which is Howard's demise, and of course, strangling Howard's wife, however, Tony Stark's mother, you know, make it look like they died in a tragic accident, but even though it was on his kill list. And yes, the different demise we're going to be all about where SIBO in the comics had killed Steve Rogers, Captain America, but however, in the film, let's see, both of them had lived. SIBO tried to kill himself, but stopped by T'Challa, Prince T'Challa. Of course, it was the son of King T'Chaka, the first Black Panther, until he was assassinated during the assembly. I'm talking about King T'Chaka, and of course, SIBO, the one who killed Steve Rogers in a comic, but of course, tried to save his life. And Steve Rogers on the run, but he was alive. Both Iron Man and Captain America lost. You know, Cap lost his shield, while Stark just said that shield was his father's, and told him he don't deserve it. But yeah, all right, guys, that's gonna do about it for this review of Falcon and Winter Soldier. I really enjoyed it. So that's going to do about it. And I'll see you guys next time.